Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering radio show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Gathering. It's Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we're here with you tonight on the Para-X Network, and so excited to be here for our Gathering radio show.
Mm-hmm. And we're together for the first time in quite a while.
In like a month.
Mm-hmm. Because the last two shows of the year were repeats because it was Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and then I've been sick. So now it's just this residual stuff, but I'm not contagious anymore. So, So Heidi's here, we're in the Gathering studios, and we are back on it.
Yep, and it's good to be back finally. So, yeah, we had 2 weeks apart because you were still like, I don't know, The Walking Dead or something.
I know.
And so I thought, let's just not risk it, and we'll go our separate ways, and we're good. It's all good.
Yeah, there's just, you know what, there's so much sickness out there. And I know a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine, actually, who works at work. I haven't seen her for a month either. Today was the first time we saw each other since.
Oh, wow.
Because she's been sick as well, but with a different, hers was more coughing and bronchitis. And then she's got the sinus thing going on too. So, man, it is, a lot of people are having it. You know, it's just awful.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are really, and it's like just wicked colds and stuff. Not a lot of like flu or anything that I've seen, but I did, I had a group meditation. It was the Saturday after Christmas, I did a group meditation, and probably half the people that came in had some kind of cold or something, coughing and hacking and wheezing and whatever. And I'm like, okay, so I'm all about like hand sanitizing and disinfecting. I even disinfect the stones that people use in their when they borrow stones from me for group meditation, and I'm disinfecting them with the stuff, and I must have picked something up, and so I got a cold for 2 days.
Yeah,
it came one day and it was done by the following evening. Thankfully, I was really glad that it only lasted like 36 hours, and which is shocking because most of the people I've talked to that's like unheard of with what's going around. So,
well, yeah. And I mean, it seems to manifest in different ways. Like I never really had a cold. I mean, you know, it started out as a sore throat and I was really tired and I had a fever, and this happened before New Year's Eve. Actually, I spent New Year's Eve all by myself. Well, I mean, I had the animals, but you know, and I felt really, I was so sick. And then it just, you know, a week later, I'm still not feeling well. And I'm like, what is going on? So I finally went to the doctor and it was a super bad sinus thing, and then I was on antibiotics, and I just went to the doctor this week because whatever, but I'm fine. So hopefully we're all on the mend, but it did last a long time and it still is holding on, so you know, but we're better.
Yep. And I see on the in the chat room, Ghost Dan says double trouble in the studio. Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We're back. Watch out. Together. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Tech issues not included.
No.
So, anyway.
Yeah, what was it Sarge said? We were just talking about our fourth anniversary, and he said, what did he say? It was something really funny, and I forgot. Our producer, Sarge, said...
What did he say? Oh, my
God. Some kind of an award. I wish I could remember.
I can't remember. He'll let us know.
I'm
sure he'll let us know.
It was funny, whatever it was.
It was funny.
Yeah.
And Yeah, oh. I'm sure that, you know, he deserves a medal or award or something for dealing with us, especially in the beginning, how many tech problems we had, especially when we went weekly.
Yes. And then because we were trying to do locations all the time, too. So then that was another challenge, because then sometimes, you know, the Wi-Fi wouldn't be good, or there was too much noise or whatever.
Or then when I was trying to figure out this, the mixer, it was a program that you could download. And so it wasn't a piece of equipment, and it would really work well. And then it would just crap out. And I didn't have any reason to know why it would crap out. Anyway. Yeah, so that was just headache after headache. And we've been much calmer.
We have been. Well, and I think we have a lot of really good shows coming up. You know, we have, in a couple of weeks, we'll have Bill Lancaster from Bill Co. Productions will be on, because they're the creators of Culture Bigfoot. And now they have a new one coming out called Paranormal Bigfoot. So I think they're going to be talking about, you know, what we think about Bigfoot, you know, from a different dimension and all that kind of stuff, tying in with the paranormal world. So that'll be fun. That'll be fun to talk to him about that. And hopefully I can see it before we actually have that show. But we have a lot of good shows. We have a lot of guests. We're, you know, just in talks with trying to get them on, and a lot of new subjects. So yeah, Ceiling Cat saying, are you staying warm? Oh, it's really cold in Minnesota, can I just say? And Heidi, that makes it a point to say, but Steph, it was 19 degrees today.
It felt like a heat wave compared to where we've been.
It's been below zero, and you know what? It's going right back down. I mean, they say this weekend is going to be horrendously cold. And of course, this is the time of the St. Paul Winter Carnival, and it's the big annual St. Paul Pioneer Press Winter Medallion search. And so Casey and I do this every year. So I don't know how I'm going to do it this year, because I'm so cold. We'll figure it out. Layers and layers. And I'll look like that little kid from A Christmas Story in the red suit. What was his name? He was such a slug.
Randy.
Randy. Yes. Yeah. The one that dove into his potatoes and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So anyway, temperature minus 52. Yes, it is really cold in Alaska. Heck, it's really cold in northern Minnesota. Karen, our teammate from Squatchers, was telling us that it was like negative 39 yesterday morning when she got up. I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah, it's been cold.
Yeah.
But I guess 19 feels warm when you've been in the negative whatevers. I mean, that's like we've really gone into a 40 degree swing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, here we are.
Sherry's got the big eyes. Where are you from, Sherry? Are you from somewhere warm? Listen, Bubble found us down in the studio.
We just can't escape the cat.
She just has to be on the show no matter what. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Fred in the chat room said that there's, in Alaska, a state trooper had a picture that said temperature of minus 52.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he was not sure how old the picture is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, that's still cold. I don't care when it happened.
Yeah.
But it's not too bad. I mean, it's not too bad today. 19 today feels pretty good. Apologize for the animal farm here all of a sudden. It's like she insists on being on the show. So, but no, 19's not as cold as minus 52. And that's correct. I would think that time just stops at minus 52. Like there's nothing that happens at minus 52. Like,
can you? Well, I just wonder what the wind chill is if it's 52 below and there's a wind. I mean, I went to school in Bemidji, Minnesota, which is pretty far up north, too. And I remember we had wind chills in that, you know, like 50 or 60, or I think maybe there was once that was 70 or 80. But really, if it's 52 below, my gosh.
The temperature, yeah.
But what would the wind chill be? Because, you know, that's times whatever. So it's like 52 times whatever.
If there's a wind.
If there's a wind, yeah.
If there's not a wind, then there's not really a wind chill. But anyway, we're not here to discuss the weather.
No.
Although, I'm curious. You know, it's interesting because I've done, and I need to schedule another one. I keep saying I'm going to do it and I haven't, an outdoor paranormal investigation in the winter. Because you know how we like to go out in the winter for Squatchers, right? And because for the actual physical reasons of there not being leaves, there's not bugs, there, you know, all those things. But I've done quite a few outdoor paranormal investigations in the wintertime because I want to see the difference. Mm-hmm. And it is different. There's, again, you don't have the cross-contamination unless it's snowing, which it's still not the same as rain. It's not as noisy, of course. But the air is different. It's not so thick with moisture unless it's, well, again, snowing or something. But it's just, it's different. It's drier. And so I think that the it feels like, there's probably someone out there that will correct me or have some scientific something behind it. But it just feels like the equipment works different in the wintertime. Yeah. So when you have like your Mel meters and your K2 meters, they seem to work differently in the winter for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And so I don't know. I've gotten some really interesting results just going to different parks, you know, because you can get a bigger group. And, you know, me, I'm all about like the big groups and whatever. We've had some interesting outdoor investigations in the wintertime. Yeah. It's just you have to dress for it, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What don't you have to dress for in Minnesota?
Well, I know. You know, and we've done investigations at Walcott in the wintertime, too. And so cold. It's so cold. But, yeah, you're right. It is it's a totally different feeling and a different vibe. And I guess I haven't noticed the equipment, but, you know, not that I'm always hanging on to equipment either. Usually I let other people do that. Because I just, you know, whatever. But, and we love to go squatching in the wintertime. You know, I was out not last weekend, but the weekend before, and we could have stayed out there for hours. We were out there for hours, and we could have been out there for many more hours because it was like 32, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
Which sounds cold, but really, it was beautiful. There was no wind. It was
That helps.
Magnificent.
Yeah.
I somehow, whatever. I give up. But anyway. So Heidi, what should we talk about first? Because we have a handful of topics we wanted to chat about, but I think maybe the super moon, the blood moon, the big moon that happened the other night is probably the first step.
Yes, we have the super moon that we wanted to talk about, and I know we both have some different energies that we've experienced around it, and then also looked up, you know, in just online, you know, you kind of want to see what other people are talking about. I know one of the things that I was told, one of the people that I look to for astrology and astronomy is Ruby Falconer. She's one of my teachers, and she's a master astrologist. I don't know if that's how she would call herself, but that's what I would see her as. And so I've been following on her Facebook page some of her writings, and she really goes into Egyptian astrology. So mm-hmm. she connects the different planets to Egyptian gods and goddesses, and it's really fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know much about them. I mean, I know a little bit, enough, but she really... okay, cat. What? She's like yelling at us. She's yelling at us. Your cat is yelling at us. Oh my God. So anyway, she takes Egyptian astrology and makes it understandable. So she puts these planets in with these Egyptian gods and goddesses and helps us see how they act out, which shows you when the planets come together, how those are acting out, which then affects or could, I should say, could affect us. It doesn't necessarily affect us. So anyway, so I've been following some of what she's been writing on Facebook around this super moon, full moon, wolf moon, lunar eclipse, blood moon, all that fun stuff. And what she was talking about, and I'm scrolling back here, to the other day, she's talking about all these planet configurations during this full moon eclipse, mm-hmm. With like a full moon eclipse, a grand trine, and a conjunction of Venus, and a challenging T-square involving the full moon and Uranus, and another challenging relationship between the full moon and Jupiter and Neptune. So there's like all this stuff happening at once. And, you know, I'm like, okay, what does that mean? So, and then she talks about this overriding energy of Mars in Aries square to Saturn in Capricorn, which I don't even know what that means. But what she was saying is that there's this impetuous, individualistic, and competitive energy, which is set against a mature, calculating, and organized energy. So those two energies don't match, or those two categories of energies don't match, which can create chaos and conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm seeing this, I'm like, okay, everybody, buckle up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so she says there's this new energy, which is angry and insistent, and it's struggling with old energy, which is cold and unwilling. So it's like the old ways against the new ways, you know, kind of coming in with this eclipse energy. And she's also saying that the forces of love are also strong, suggesting that this battle between those opposing sides is more than a struggle over earthly power, but it's a battle for the very soul of Earth. Oh. So this is like really big stuff.
It is.
Right?
It is. Huge
and
stuff.
So these planets are battling, you know, with these energies over, you know, who we are choosing to be, so to speak. Let's see here. Aquarius and Leo polarity describes a search for balance between the needs of the individual and the rights of the collective, and one cannot be elevated over the over another. And there needs to be a container created that honors the sacredness of an individual and the collective,
mm-hmm.
which right now might be trying to, you know, fight against each other. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I thought that was really interesting information around this full moon eclipse. And then she was also going into energies around yesterday and today, and then today into tomorrow with, you know, as we're coming out of the bigger energies of this eclipse. She's saying that Venus is aligning with Jupiter, which is an expander. So Venus mm-hmm. is the energy of this love and passion, mm-hmm. and then it expands with Jupiter and gets super huge, right? And so it's, you know, the energy of what do you want to call in? What makes your heart sing that you want to bring into your space, your
yeah.
energy, your field, whatever. And then it's shifting from that into tomorrow, which is also, you know, as we're in this like big love expansion energy and what do we want to call in and all this cool stuff, then they're also saying here, because here's this battle of energies that creates chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, watch out, because a chaotic mind can create unexpected conflicts.
Yes.
So think before you speak.
Yes.
And so we've got these opposing energies like kind of going after each other and kind of knocking things around. And, you know, so I think it's something to think about if this is maybe resonating with where you're at in your world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about that. There's a lot of planets kind of opposing right now, it sounds
yep.
like. And
yep.
again, this is not my information. I'm reading this off of Ruby Falconer's Facebook post. She posts this for the public because she wants to inform and to let people know what's going on. So I think it's fabulous. So thank you for her putting that out there so we can read it and stay informed. So, yeah, so that's what I've been seeing as well mm-hmm. with the people I've been working mm-hmm. With at the studio too, is a lot of that kind of chaos going back and forth energy, mm-hmm. you know, the old and the new coming together and kind of clashing a little bit. So,
yeah, there's a lot of, well, and last year was the year of the retrogrades, remember? So all those planets that were in retrograde really raised havoc with almost everybody here. It was a bad year last year. So hopefully this isn't something bad and this will be more positive than that stuff, because oofta, we don't ever want that to happen again. Oh my goodness. But one of the things that I read was kind of on those same lines is, you know, it's talking about the full blood moon eclipse. It's talking about the eclipse actually, and it says that it's activating a brand new chapter, bringing optimism's soul alignment, a new celestial cycle, completion and endings, deep rest and introspection, evolving past old patterns, breaking away from toxicity, which would be good, reboot, resurrection, and reinvention, insights, synchronicity, and enhanced intuition, spiritual growth, healing, and transformation. So this was really a big deal. This whole blood moon and the full moon, I mean, we all know the full moon is really something, but combined with, you know, the fact that it was a blood moon and an eclipse, and it was a super moon too, right? It was like one
yeah.
of the biggest moons of the year. It's amazing all the different energies that are happening. So anyway, for the next couple of days, everybody out there, you know, think before you speak. I guess that's
that was what I was getting.
Since we know what we need to look for right now in this day and tomorrow, just don't, you know, maybe put a little filter on there.
If you need to, put a filter on. But also, you know, the energy going into today, too, is, you know, if there's some big passion energy that you want to call in, this is still a time to do it. So, you know, it's more about, for me, if I'm looking at those two together, the one is very external with, you know, before I'm, you know, there's chaos. And if I'm going to be communicating, you know, watch what I'm saying, that feels more external. And internal is like, what do I want to call in? What kind of big, you know, cool energies do I want to call in? So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at with that. And I think it, it's just interesting. And it kind of puts a perspective on things sometimes with what's going on in someone's life, when you kind of see that, hey, this is part of the collective, you know, this energy.
For sure. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, the full moon of January is called the wolf moon, basically. And so a lot of people say it's because the wolves are hungry, which makes sense on that level. And so they howl. But I found this really cool article about spirit animals and the whole nine yards. And, you know, it talks about how the full moon in January was traditionally called the full moon. And legend said that this became her name because the call of the hungry wolf could be heard during long winter nights. Hungry is the operative word to remember here. And then it talks about spirit animals. And the wolf is an animal. It talks about spirit animals and how they serve as a way to connect to a deeper knowledge that our logical mind understands. They are shamanic messengers leading their protection and support to each phase of our journey. And it says, the wolf can bring us the magic we need. She is the keeper of the pack, the protector of the truth, and has the energy to survive the darkest of nights. She thrives even in winter because she has learned to work within her community, harnessing the skill of connection. Wolves have a strong sense of belonging and order. Each individual of the pack has a role, and each wolf knows that it is only by honoring their position that they can harmoniously join together and succeed in the greater goal. And the message of all that is that the wolf sends us this message not to do it all alone. And I think that's awesome. So really, when you think about all this other thing, too, it's like the big community. We need to work as a pack. We need to work with our family to be successful.
Yeah. And that's what I saw about the wolf moon, too, is that it's really, you know, in this time of cold and scarcity, you know, the wolf pack comes together and each member is important. We rely on each other to get through these harsh winter energies. So, you know, I thought that's a interesting way to look at the wolf moon is, you know, it's cold, there's, you know, it just feels like things are, like people feel alone or disconnected, you know, they may not be going out as much or whatever. And it's like, no, we have a pack that we can rely on and get through this. So
Exactly. Anyway. And, you know, they're saying that, you know, it's okay to help, ask for help, reach out, lean on each other, seek support.
Yep.
And it is, you know, it is true. This is the time of year when it's dark in the morning, it's dark at night. We come home from work, we want to go to bed, right? I mean, seriously, because it's cold. We just want to huddle under the blankets, maybe read a book or watch TV or whatever. But we need to remember that, you know, everyone needs help. And, it's talking for sure about how the darkness of winter is not meant to be bridged solitarily, for the nature of this season is too harsh. So I think that's one thing we should all think about. And maybe there are people that we know that maybe need help, but won't ask us. So maybe the message is check on them.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that they are okay. You know, maybe they just need a phone call just to chat because they're lonesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Do a little wellness check.
Exactly. So lots of good information, lots of good ideas that I think we probably knew in the back of our minds, but you don't really think about it, you know? So yeah, lonesome.
One of the things too that I read about this full moon, one of the things that we had mentioned, the moon is squaring Uranus, and I'm not sure the timeline on that. It's just, I'm looking on this other website, Astrology King, and I don't know, I was reading this and I thought, oh, this sounds interesting. But the moon is squaring Uranus, which can cause rapid mood swings and impulsive reactions. And so that kind of goes with that energy that Ruby was saying about, you know, chaos can create, you know, watch what you say, you know, mm-hmm. just fling stuff out there. Mm-hmm. They're also saying here, you may feel jumpy and have little patience for anything requiring commitment or focus. If anyone tries to tie you down or force you to do something, you are likely to rebel. Your normal routines may become boring and you could easily, be drawn to anything new and shiny. You have trouble relaxing because of an unsettling feeling or something new is just around the corner. So it's interesting kind of reading about some of this energy. And then they said Mercury squaring Uranus can cause nervous tension because of unsettling feeling mentioned above. You may receive shocking news or experience something unexpected that forces you to change plans. The normal tempo of life increases and you may have an unsettling feeling of always having to catch up. And this is not a good eclipse for making plans or attending to detailed paperwork due to lack of concentration. Well, no wonder I haven't wanted to work on my taxes. So mishaps are likely in your communications, whether in person, in writing, or the internet, where misunderstandings could lead to arguments. On the positive side, you have an increased ability to view things through a different perspective, which can lead to original ideas and breakthroughs. Chance encounters with others are possible, but most new friendships will probably be short-lived. Think twice before making bold statements. We've heard that a couple of times now. Mm-hmm. And double-check travel plans. Avoid making spontaneous decisions or agreeing to things on spur of the moment. So remaining flexible and open-minded is key to dealing with any unexpected events, from your car breaking down to printer jams. All right, Kat.
I will bring her upstairs on the brick.
She apparently has a door she can
get
through.
I think she wants to be our co-host.
I think so.
A cat. Well, co-host.
A cat co-host. All right.
She's our cat host.
Yeah, she's our mascot, I think.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
We should put a picture of Bobo up on the Gathering Facebook page.
Well, everybody's hearing her. They might as well see her.
I know.
They know who's talking.
Listen, she's a beautiful little Russian blue who just turned 19. So
she's 19.
She's 19. Oh. And so here's what I say. What Bobo wants, Bobo gets.
Well, that's apparently true. She is quite demanding.
She's quite vocal. That's right. Para kitten. Yep. Co-host. That's what she is. Because we never hear from Zooey. Zooey never comes out and, you know, yells like this. Only Bobo Kitty. So anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, out of all your Animal Farm here, she's the only one that wants to pipe in. So yeah.
She's like, oh, you're on the radio? I must get in there. And she does. So, yeah. So, you know what? We are almost at the end of the first half hour, so I think we need to go to break. And I will go give Bobo some food or whatever it is she's crying for down here. I thought we could get away from her, but we have a cat door coming downstairs. So, whatever. All is good. Anyway. Stay tuned. We will be back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald from GHI, and you're listening to the ParaX Radio Network.
I'm Jenna Valadez with The Basement Files. Tune in Friday nights, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the ParaX Radio Network.
Rat, where are you going?
I'm going back to the paranormal view, back where I belong.
Please, take me with you.
No, I'm through with everything here. I want to see if there's something left in life I haven't explored. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Rhett, don't run to them. They talk about ghosts and hauntings, UFOs and all kinds of supernatural scary stuff.
You'll never understand, will you, Scarlet?
No!
Well, that's your misfortune.
Rhett, if you go, where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear... Line?
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
That's the Paranormal View with your host, Henry Foister, Jeffrey Gould, and Barbara Duncan. Every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on the ParaX Radio Network.
Oh, hey Heidi, what are you listening to? Heidi. Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey.
What has your attention? Oh, I'm listening to ParaX, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will,
and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling. The Calling Radio Show, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on PRX.
What happens to a ghost when their home is torn down? No one thinks of the disembodied when they rip down old buildings, dig up cemeteries, and build clean, unhauntable condos. Every year, hundreds of spirits are driven out of their own haunts by the careless living to exist alone with no one to scare. At Para-X Radio, our hosts feel the plight of these evicted disembodied, and we're reaching out to you to please open your heart to one of these lost souls, such as the ghost soldier of the General Wayne Inn or the abandoned spirit cat of Benjamin Rush. So please, please, let a little spooky into your life. Won't you open your house to a ghost without a home?
Para-X.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Gathering here on the Para-X Network. And we had a catastrophe. Stephanie went to get the cat on the break, man, was she upset.
Oh, yeah. She wanted to be down here.
Looked fierce. Like, she did not want to leave. And I'm like, Kat, you better not hurt anyone. Don't hurt us. Anyway, so hopefully we got that under control and we can finish the show in peace here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I put something in front of the door because there's a cat door on the door down here. And so if we hear something clanging against the steps, we'll know that she pushed it out of the way. Yeah. But yes, I brought her upstairs, and yes, Kat is saying a 19-year-old cat has seniority. Yeah, she does, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, she's.
I think she's mad. What I told Heidi is I think she's mad we're down here, because normally, like, the last couple weeks I've been upstairs, and we do hear her periodically, but then she's fine, and then she goes in the other room. But I think she's just voicing her displeasure that we aren't up there with her.
Yeah, she's just mad as mm-hmm. heck right now. So anyway, we'll deal. We'll get through this. So we just wanted to spend a little bit of time because we really haven't had time to catch up and just, I guess, say what we've been working on in the last, I don't know, month probably.
Yeah. Well, I haven't, you know, I've been ill, so I really haven't been doing a whole lot of anything but sitting in front of the TV, just kind of mindlessly watching TV shows.
Excitement.
I know, right? We did go squatching, and that was fun, and I actually, she might have had something to say on the subject, I'm sure. and we talked all about that last weekend, and I'm so excited to go out again. You know, I laughed because I said, oh, geez, maybe we'll go out the next couple of weekends, and, you know, it's like below zero up here in Minnesota, so that's not going to happen anytime soon, but
it makes it challenging.
We do have a big, you know, we do have a date in February that we're all going to go back out there, so, you know, it's exciting. I'm excited to go because it's fun. It was just a beautiful day when we were out there last time, and I, like I said, I think we're just so close to finding Sasquatch that, you know, we're there. We're almost there, I think.
Yep, we're there, getting there.
It's our ongoing project, so hopefully we have something more to report at the end of February.
Yes, absolutely.
So what have you been working on?
Well, let's see here. I have a couple of different things, and these are like extreme, like opposites of things that I'm working on. So what I've been, I started in November, and I had another weekend just this past weekend where I'm apprenticing what's called a priestess circle. So it's a shamanic priestess circle. And I went through it years ago and it was life changing. And so I was asked to apprentice a circle for women. Mm-hmm. And it's a year long journey and it's amazing. And so what it does is it, it helps women reconnect with their divine, their inner feminine, but not at the expense of the masculine. It's along with the masculine. So to embrace both, you know, we need both. And so it's really, it's not about anti this or pro this. It's really just about embracing where we're at as women, you know, where we've been, the woundings that, you know, we've had to deal with, and the you know, the place that we've been kept for, you know, thousands of years, really. And so just kind of, you know, coming back into our own power, mm-hmm. but in a compassionate, loving way, you know, and not in a way of trying to dominate now and mm-hmm. do, you know, where the pendulum swings the opposite direction. So we're, you know, so it's working with women to really embrace and empower and heal their divine feminine and reconnect with their divine feminine. And it's really a magical journey. And we have some fabulous women in this circle, and I'm really excited to be apprenticing this. By apprenticing this circle, I will then be able to facilitate a circle mm-hmm. Next year. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited to do that too, because I know how desperately this is needed in our society. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, also needed for men. And there mm-hmm. are, I guess they're called priest circles. This is, you know, mm-hmm. the divine masculine. We're not saying priest and priestess, you know, mm-hmm. in a way that's like sounding religious. That's not how it right. is. But it's more of that inner, you know, divine feminine, divine masculine. So yeah. I know that there's men's circles out there as well to help heal as well, because men need healing too. And so it's just really fascinating to come together with women and talk about and, you know, go through some of these ancient ceremonies that have been passed down for generations and generations, and for many, many generations had to be hidden from view. You know, they yeah. couldn't be shared or expressed because of persecution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that we have the ability to go into ceremony and be with other women and celebrate and not have to worry about being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that we're in that era.
Mm-hmm.
where we can start kind of coming back out from underground. Yes. Yes. So that's one of the things that I've been working on, which is really amazing. And I'm mm-hmm. super honored to be a part of that circle. And, but then on the polar opposites, you know, cause there's just never, you know, it's one, swinging from one to the other.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people coming to me lately who have, I'll say negative energy attachments. I'm not going to say, but it's the kind that could lead to oppression or possession.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, and I've worked with a lot of people and I get referred because of this. I get mm-hmm. referred quite a few people that need help because they're being, it's nonstop mm-hmm. with some of these spirits. And to the point where they are saying, you know, they want them to take their own life or
do other things.
Yeah. And, you know, and I do understand that there's a balance between paranormal and mental mm-hmm. health.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what I do is encourage people to work with a mental health professional as yes. well,
mm-hmm.
because we need to see what side of this,
exactly.
this is playing on, you know, and sometimes it can be both, which is really mm-hmm. challenging. But if someone's seeing me and they're finding help,
mm-hmm.
good. If they're seeing someone in the mental health field and that's providing help, cool.
Yeah.
Then at least we know where this thing is coming from mm-hmm. or where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting though, how many have all of a sudden started showing up again.
Yeah.
That I've been getting most of it's referrals because people in my field, energy work and other things, mm-hmm. When they run into this and they're not quite sure what to do, you know, the normal moves, so mm-hmm. to speak, or, you mm-hmm. know, whatever they're doing is, it kind of hit a wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or doing a home clearing or something, and then it's not working, or it works to a degree, and then everything comes back. So I've been getting quite a few of those again.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I got a break over the holidays. Someone was mm-hmm. maybe looking out for me. You know, you get a break yeah. over the holidays, and then you can be back to work. So, yeah, there's just been quite a few. There's quite a few lately.
Well, you know, there's a lot of turmoil, right? There's just a lot of turmoil everywhere in the United States, for sure. And I think it does raise havoc on a lot of people's worlds. I try to ignore it, you know, and I know that's kind of hard to do because it's everywhere. But yeah. I don't know. Negative energy breeds negative energy, right? It is what it is. So.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard because I do understand that there's both, you know, the paranormal side of it and the mental illness side. Mm-hmm. You know, exactly. When people are working or having or suffering from what they either believe is an entity,
yeah,
or they're not sure. And a lot of times my spirit guides will help me
mm-hmm.
understand what side they're coming from. And so I have worked with people recently that I have made it clear that they need to go see a mental health mm-hmm. professional. They mm-hmm. need to work with a mental health professional first
mm-hmm.
before they work with me. Mm-hmm. And they need ongoing, continuing mm-hmm. care, you know, or whatever is recommended by their doctor, but it's not a one right. and done. And there's people that don't want it to be that, which I understand because that would be scary too. But I don't know. It's hard to work with people when we're not, either we know what side it's coming from, but they don't like it, or we mm-hmm. don't know what side it's coming from. So mm-hmm. we have to go through both, mm-hmm. kind of go through both doorways.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, mm-hmm. Well, I do think it's going to be a positive year overall because I just feel like it's way different than it was last year at this time. But, you know, like we were just talking about this whole moon thing. I mean, there's good aspects of it and bad aspects of it. Not saying that what you're saying is because of that, but it's interesting how all of a sudden it just...
Well, and I think because of some of this wild chaos energy that we've been talking about,
yes.
it might be amplifying what's yes. already there or what has
exactly.
started at some point and might mm-hmm. be really amplified now and made mm-hmm. bigger by the energy that we're in. And now it's exactly. like, I can't tolerate it. Now I have to do something about it. Now I have to go see someone or call mm-hmm. someone in. So
yeah,
and some of it might be that. Yeah. Which is, you know, just they've been dealing with it and now they can't
deal with it because there's just too much.
It's just too much.
Mm-hmm. You said it way better than I did. I'm just like, oh, but that's
No.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So there's just a lot of stuff going on. But yeah. So what else have you been seeing? So
what
else can we mark about?
There again, and I know we talked about this over the holidays, but it's still like, spiritually really active.
Mm-hmm.
I know we had talked about being able to see a lot more recently. Mm-hmm. And especially, you know, once fall kind of weans off into winter, it seems like the visuals might taper a little bit. And this year didn't.
No.
It was really active visually.
I'm still seeing things. Yeah.
Exactly. So am I. And so are a lot of people I know. It's just really an active, mm-hmm. like, visual experience.
It is. It is. It is. It's a crazy year this year, for sure, or for the last 6 months or whatever. It's just been, we even in the summertime last year, we were talking about seeing things.
Yeah.
So it's just been really busy. It's never really stopped. It's just been kind of continual the whole time. And now we're approaching InBlock, you know, which is another big time. Right. But usually they say that the veil kind of starts to thicken back up now after InBlock, right? Isn't that what we kind of figured out? But who knows? We don't know now because, I mean, it was even active in the summertime, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to fully know where this is coming from and if it will taper off, but so far it isn't. And even, I think I might have talked about this, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, with people that come to the studio, and I don't know if I talked about the guy that was waiting for his wife. And he comes in and she's there for an appointment and he drives her and then he decides he's going to wait there for her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. Cause it's a good place to chill.
Yes, it is.
It's like, if you want to just kick back and relax and yep. go into the zone and you got mm-hmm. nothing to do and you want to wait for someone an appointment, it is not boring. It is chill and yeah. lovely. Mm-hmm. So people do, like, they get there and they realize they're not going to just drop their person off and come back later. They want to sit there and hang out. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Please do.
Yeah.
And I came out, from the first part of the session and we stopped and talked to him, how you doing? And he's like, good. He goes, there's like stuff here.
Yeah.
Like he goes, he's like, do you know that? I'm like, yes, I know that. I go, that's by design. Mm-hmm. I go, I know they're here and they're welcome here because they're all good.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, he's like, yeah, this is kind of crazy. I mean, he was liking it. You know, he was mm-hmm. like, this is wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came out after the second part of the session. And she was going to get ready to leave. And he looked like he was just dazed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you okay? He said, no, you don't understand. There's stuff happening here, like, that I can see. And I don't see anything. And I said, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I said, it's like that all the time here. Mm-hmm. And he said that there was someone trying to manifest in the chair next to him. He could see it start to get bigger, 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 and then it would just kind of whoosh away, like it couldn't manifest to get clear enough for him to see, but he could see something. And then he saw I had some divining rods mm-hmm. sitting there, because I make them and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have you a pair out.
Try them?
Yeah, I have a pair out that people can use.
Love it, yeah.
If you want to try them and stuff to see what they're like. Because sometimes you have to hold something and see how it feels if you want to get it, whatever.
Exactly.
And I don't charge a lot, just enough to cover my expenses. But mm-hmm. I think they can be a handy tool. And he's like, I took those the divining rods out and they're going nuts. He goes, how, you can't use them here. I said, well, it's tricky to use them in here because mm-hmm. there's so much energy. He said, yeah, I held them out the way I'm supposed to. And they just, both of them were just whipping in circles.
Yes. I believe it. I believe it.
So it was really funny. He's just, so it's, and it seems like a lot of people are having kind of those big experiences, just big, crazy experiences. So there's just a lot going on right now, a lot of energy. And we just have to learn how to find our place in it. And if we're not doing well, find resources to get help, kind of like that wolf moon, you know?
Yeah.
If we're in this place of not feeling right about things, who can we reach out to for support and help? So,
yeah. Because that's, you know, it's the tribe, it's the pack, you know, it's no,
we're a village.
Yeah. We need everybody.
And if we're not local, how else can we reach out? You know, if someone's not there, I mean, I work with people all over the United States. I don't have to see them in person.
Well, there's Skype, right? We can even look at them in person and, you know, figure it out. You know, so there's, in this day and age, there's no reason to be alone. Everybody has somebody.
Yeah, you can always reach out. So,
but yeah, crazy active time. So everybody, you know, just keep a watch out because you'll be amazed at what you really see if you open your eyes because,
Being present. I think being present helps, you know, put away the phone.
Yes.
Off the TV.
Yes.
Just be present, you know, and it doesn't have to be that you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you. Like, I like to sew, you know, mm-hmm. I've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. And when I just kind of go into my zone, when I'm doing my sewing or whatever, I feel much more present. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm focused on my task at hand or, you know, I'm sitting and looking out the window, drinking coffee and just experiencing what's happening outside or appreciating just sitting in the chair and feeling the chair and feeling my connectedness to the earth or whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of being present mm-hmm. and allowing energy to come in
mm-hmm.
and communication to come in. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, one of my intentions for this year was to, you know, shut off the phone at like 9 o'clock. Don't turn it on until I'm on the bus to work in the morning, you know, and to stop checking it all the time. And, you know, you feel so much better when you put this little hunk of junk in its place.
Yeah.
Can I just say?
Yeah. You know, you call it a hunk of junk until it craps out on you, and then you're
like, I know, and that's like, oh my God, what's going on? You
so know, let's be nice to our phones, but it is true. They have their time and place where they can be silent. So anyway, we don't need them because being present and being mindful and spirit connected can be really a lot more fulfilling than whatever's coming through on our newsfeed. So,
So it's 8:39. So, do you know what? Next week is our 4th anniversary.
4 years.
4 years we've been doing this. Can you believe it? That's why Sarge called us something, and I can't remember.
I looked it up. He said he needs hazardous duty medal.
Oh, yeah.
He needs a hazardous duty medal because, that was his life in our beginnings.
It's true. Because we had, you know, so many, we still have, it's continual, although it's not every week like it used to be.
No.
I mean, every week we had something.
Unless Stephanie accidentally mutes her headset. So,
that's right. Or, exactly like I did earlier. Or, you know, Miss Bubble wants to talk, you know, and, you know, but so it's our 4th anniversary. So we're going to, you know, have some fun. We're going to have a gathering for the gathering.
Gathering for the gathering. And it'll be next week. We're going to be at the My Spirit Experience Studio mm-hmm. because we wanted to have it somewhere that we would have some form of quiet so we could actually do the show, but have a place where people can gather, and we're going to have some snacks, and we just want people to show up. If you're here in the Twin Cities or you want to make the pilgrimage,
yes,
you can come on in.
Yep.
And join us while we're doing our show. We'll have it open, of course, before the show. We won't just be like, come in, do the show, leave. You know, we'll have time to socialize beforehand.
Yes.
I don't know how many people are going to stay after because it'll be getting late. But
Before we'll be there. And, you know, like Katie said, it's her studio. It's a great place to chill out. And you never know who might come and just say, hey there, how are you doing? And, you know, she's got that wonderful crystal ball there, too. I'm just saying, that one gives off a lot of energy. But, yeah, so if anyone's in the metro area or anyone wants to come, we'll be putting up something on our Facebook page with address and all that kind of stuff. Or how to, I think we'll have a link, right?
Yeah,
to
we'll
your
have a
website,
link.
The My Spirit Experience website. So we know kind of how many people are coming, and you know, if there's like 100 people coming, well, we got to kind of cut it off because it's, you know, we can't have 100 people there. But I'm not thinking we are gonna.
We're not gonna have probably have 100 people. But yeah, if you'd like to, and I apologize, I used pilgrimage. That's not the right word. If you want to make the journey, to my studio, we would love to have you. We'd love to see you. If we haven't met you, we would love to. You know, we'd love to meet you and get to know some of the people that tune in.
Yeah.
So
that was fun, for sure. And, you know, a lot of people have come to your Halloween nights, too, from these shows. So it's fun to see them and get to, you know.
And it looks totally different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come to my Halloween open house. This is the exact opposite of Halloween open house. It's very peaceful and zen and nice. So.
Exactly. And so, yeah, so we'll be talking about our 4 years and how Jerry from The Calling actually was the one who got us going.
Got us started.
And we were, for years, we had the last Tuesday of the month, or I think
last
it was Wednesdays.
Wednesday. Yeah.
And then we decided to do Tuesdays almost a couple of years ago now. So we've been on it weekly for almost a couple of years.
Yeah, about a year and a half. At least.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And The Calling is still on a little hour earlier, though. So if you guys, that's another great show for you guys to listen to. They're on at Wednesdays at 7. And I have to plug them because, you know what, every week they plug our show. So we call them our brother show and they call us their sister show. But so it'll be fun. We're going to I'm hopeful that we can have some time this weekend, that I will have some time to put a few clips together because we've had some pretty funny things happen. And if not, we'll just get together and talk about all
I think our favorite guests and favorite shows, too. We'll be talking about some of that.
Exactly.
So,
and we've had some really good ones. So, yeah, it'll be fun. So watch for that on our Facebook page, and we'll put it out on our website, too.
Yes. So we'll make sure that everybody has the information they need to come gather with the gathering if you would like to or can make it. Otherwise, just hop in the chat room again.
That's right.
That's just perfect as well, because we will be also in the chat room. And it'll be a fun, our little four-year
anniversary.
Gala. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have some good treats and, you know, we can be all buzzed up on sugar and
definitely
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and there'll be people there and it'll be fun. Yeah. That's what we're calling it. The gathering for the gathering.
Yes.
And we will all be sitting around that metaphysical table in the My Spirit Experience studio. So it's going to be an awesome time. You know, thank all of you. I just have to say a big thanks because many of you have been with us from the beginning, you know, from our very first show. So
if we didn't have you guys, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
We wouldn't.
And you guys are awesome at providing topics. And I wanted to say, because we're in a new year here, if there's a topic that you would like us to talk about, make sure that you get to us either through the chat room. Someone, I think, threw a topic out at the end of a show, and it disappeared as fast as I could.
Last week?
I don't remember if it was last week or the week before. So make sure that if you're connecting with us on a show topic, we can get, you know, before I log off of the chat room or something. But you can always go to our Facebook page, or you can go to The Gathering Radio at thegatheringradio.com. We have a contact form there that you can send us, and it goes to our email, and we can check it out, because we love the topics that you guys give us.
Oh yeah,
You guys have given up some great topics, and I know we are going to revisit some that we did last year that we loved, you guys all loved. One of them was time travel. We have to get Ghost Dance in with that one because he knows a lot about the time travel thing. So I will get together with him. We'll figure out a date to have that, and we'll do that. But a lot of different, you know, there was that whole one about the can't think of his name now, up north, and it's the astral travel. Remember that one?
Yeah, really, it was Bob Peterson. We're going to have him on. Yeah, and he's out of the state right now, but if we can get him on the phone.
Yeah. So we should revisit that and time travel. And I mean, there's just a whole host of things that everybody really liked, and we always left because we had to leave, not because we wanted to, but we had more to talk about. And you know, like this time travel thing, we always said, oh my gosh, yes, we really have to research that so that we have another show on that, because it was fascinating, especially about that guy that invented the machine. And then we found out that, you know, years ago, something had washed up on the beach that was like something they couldn't figure out. And so was that him? I mean, that was kind of the whole idea, right?
Yeah.
So there's
cool.
A lot of different things within that whole subject that we need to talk about. So we will. We'll get a date for that. And we'll get together with Ghost Dance, and maybe Ghost Dance can be our guest because he knows a lot about time travel. So anyway, we have a big year coming up and lots of good guests, and the show next week is going to be awesome. So once again, you know, check our Facebook page. We will put a link out there so that you can go sign up to come, and that will have the location and how to get there and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Just let us know you're coming so we can kind of prepare of how many people. Mm-hmm. I was going to do a sign up page through my website, and I'm like, I don't know if I should. That just sounds like monkey business and hoop jumping.
Yeah.
That I don't know that we need.
It's true. And if a super ton of people come, well, some people are just going to have to sit on the floor. You have a nice floor.
I do have a nice floor.
You can sit on the floor with, you know, legs crossed, and, you know, it'll be great. So anyway, we'll put out a link. We hope to see everybody, a lot of people there from, you know, right here in the Twin Cities and or further, whatever, if you happen to be in town and want to come. But hopefully we'll see all of you back on the chat room, too, to help celebrate with us. So it'll be fun.
Yes, exactly. I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll have a good time. And snacks. We're going to have snacks.
And snacks. Gotta have snacks.
If we're here, we're going to have snacks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If we're around, there's going to be snacks. So that is bringing us to the end of our show, I think. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I know. Another show. Done. So, everyone, thanks for joining us tonight. We had fun chit-chatting with all of you about a few different subjects. And, you know, join us next week for our big gala.
Yes. And thank you to Para-X for hosting our show, as always. And Sarge, who deserves a hazardous duty medal. Thank you, Sarge, for producing us. And we're looking forward to being with you next week for our four-year anniversary.
Yep. Everyone have a great night. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone. Night.